I don't think people understand that voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000
a year.
If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China. Anything in your house that says made in China, take the price that you paid for and add 60%. With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. You know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
This radio program is PG-13. Parents strongly caution some material may be inappropriate for children under the age of 13.
Send me free. The chains holding me. Is anybody out there hearing me? Send me free.
Jesus' mission was to comfort those who mourn, bind up the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to captives, and open prison doors for those who are bound. For those who want more than status quo Christianity has to offer, Blazing Grace Radio begins now. And here is your host, Mike Janung.
Hey, Mike Janung here. Welcome back to Blazing Grace Radio, and thank you for joining us. I flew in from a three-week trip to Europe this past Monday night, and I've been waking up at 2 a.m. every night this week, so I'm a little punchy, but just ignore me if anything dumb comes to my mouth. So I'll begin by talking about the food over there. What I notice is they have outlawed a lot of the chemicals that we put in the foods here in the U.S., and when I go over there, I start feeling better. And I actually lost 6 pounds the last 3 weeks, and you got to realize I was eating out all the time. There were a few stays where we've got 3 or 4 nights in an Airbnb, and then, yeah, we went and got groceries for breakfast. But otherwise, we were eating out, and I dropped 6 pounds. And that's what happens when you're actually eating real food that digests properly. And so, and then when I come back here, it's always a little bit of a letdown physically because you just don't feel as well. And we don't realize these things because we live in it every day. But, and then sometimes I reflect thinking, you know, how the medication business is soaring. And I'm sure the foods we eat have an effect on our chemical outlook or our chemical bearing mentally. And so, and I'm 2 months shy of my 3-year anniversary with long COVID. And I noticed that the symptoms were they were declining a little bit when I was over there. So just an FYI for you, and keep in mind the food you're eating, the less chemicals you can put into your body, the better off you are. So I'm going to talk about the trip and what went on. And so we left on Friday, October 4th, and there was spiritual warfare pretty much all through the first 10 days of the trip, and some of it was pretty heavy duty. And so we were scheduled to go and shoot a video series with a professional organization there, a Christian organization, and they are well connected in the churches and the Christian industry there in England. But this trip was quite different in that usually I have everything laid out, scheduled a month before we go. And I didn't find out the date until the date we were going to leave that morning, October 4th, when that date was going to be set for us to record. And that happened to be October 14th. And so, you know, usually I've got everything set and scheduled, but God was teaching me to learn to trust Him. And He doesn't always work on our schedule and reveal things when He wants to. He does it on His timeline. So He was teaching me this time, trust me, walk with me, listen, watch what I do, follow me. So Friday morning, October 4th, I woke up at 4 a.m. where I was awakened with a pretty intense spiritual battle. It was a fear-based assault on my mind. Started running scripture through my mind, and sometimes when we get attacked, I just start thinking like, fear not, for I am with you. That is God speaking in Isaiah 41:10. Be not dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. So fear not. I am with you. He is with me. He is with you. We are never alone. And that's one of the attacks of the enemy to get us to think, I'm on my own here. And no, we're not. The living God, the most powerful being in the universe, is with us. So I got hit with that and prayed through that. Then around 10 a.m., I got hit again, prayed through that. And then just 2 hours before we left the house to go to the airport, I finally found out we were on for October 14th, ran and finally I had to wire transfer the deposit for the cost to record the video project. And then we were off to London. We arrived Saturday, October 5th, and then we stayed in Watford. Watford is a city just a little northeast, or not northeast, northwest of London. We stayed in an Airbnb, and that night I got hit with an ugly, sick, perverse dream that had sexual stuff in it. I'm not going to go any further in detail than that. It was just awful and obviously demonic, and renounced it, prayed through it, shut down the work of the enemy. So this was Sunday morning, and they went to a church there, and that church had been founded in 1707. So the building, you could tell, was built around that time, and so it was an amazing piece of history. It was a pretty good-sized building. It looked like it would hold a couple hundred people, but only about 30 were there. And the pastor gave a message on different things, and he touched on obedience and how God will bless us if we obey him. And he kind of left it at that, and I thought, well, yeah, in a general sense, of course we want to be right in the center of the will of God. That's the most critical place to be. But sometimes when God says, I want you to go, it's not going to be easy. Sometimes there's suffering involved. I mean, Jesus went to the cross as an act of obedience. That was brutal suffering. And sometimes I find myself thinking, why do we leave suffering out of the church? What are we afraid of? And so many people are going through hard times, and we need to equip them in these areas. So, and then, of course, we have to count the cost of discipleship. You know, Jesus gave everything, and there are many times in our life when we have to come to a point of giving everything. So then that night, Sunday night, I had another dark, sick, perverse dream. And we only stayed there for 2 nights, and I felt like God was showing me that something happened in that room. It's somewhere back along the line where somebody did something to somebody sexually. And so I prayed through that, but the warfare on this went well into the morning, the late morning, and then that late afternoon, early afternoon, I got hit with an attack with depression, like a kind of a dark cloud, and we drove to Milton Keynes in the UK, which is north of London, about an hour, hour and a half. And so I actually said the word, I renounce the depression in Jesus' name, I renounce it, and it lifted, the fog lifted. So not everything we go through is always going to be chemical. And yes, there are chemical roots for many depressions, but the enemy knows how to attack with that too. So then on Tuesday, October 8th, was really another rough night. Monday night and another rough day. I was struggling with depression all over again. I had got bombarded with lust thoughts all night. I was tired. And we went into the convention center to set up. There's this heavy weight of depression on my shoulder, and it felt like the energy was just being drained out of me. I didn't want to do anything, and it was just really rough. And we're at the booth and setting up, and this guy walks up that I've known for years since we've been going there, and out of the blue says, "Can I pray for you?" And I said, "Oh, well, sure." And then he starts praying, and he doesn't know what I've been going through. He says, "Lord, would you please bless this man who is suffering?" And I'm like, wow, okay. Thank you, God. That was, I needed that. Because, you know, when you're going through that sometimes at that level and you look at everybody else walking around and they're in this happy state, I was starting to wonder, like, what the heck is wrong with me? I mean, am I out of the will of God or sinned or screwed up somewhere? But no, it was just the price. It was the battle zone. So some people are like, you went to Europe, great time. And from my perspective, I went from the battle zone in the U.S. to the battle zone in the U.K. And what the things we're doing with helping people open up and talk about sexual sin and spiritual warfare, the enemy doesn't want that. He's very happy to keep us talking about God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life and then stop there and not equip people. And that's one of the reasons why I talk about spiritual warfare so much, because I know so many people are under that assault from the enemy, and we're not helping people in these areas. So I continue to struggle with depression a bit that day, but it wasn't as bad. And then later on, I read a post somebody did on social media where she talked about pushing through your feelings and praising God. And I realized, man, I needed to read that. And I just started praising God, pushing through the way I felt. And then my load got lighter and my mood brightened. And so that was Tuesday, October 8th. And then Wednesday, October 9th, was the first day of the CRE show. So we went there for the CRE show and some other meetings and to record and film. And the CRE show, it's called the Christian Resources Exhibition. It's in the United Kingdom and Milton Keynes this year. They move it around. And then around 10:30 a.m., I just got hit with an overwhelming intense attack of spiritual warfare. Well, I felt physically and emotionally just drained. There was intense pressure to give up, to leave, even thoughts to be done with the U.K., all this stuff is coming at me, and then right there in our stand, I got my phone out and prayed through Psalm 91 and parts of 119. I really like to pray through those last, I don't know, 40 or 50 verses of Psalm 119 from time to time, because they have verses like, God, revive me according to your word, revive me according to your loving kindness. So I'm asking God to revive me and to strengthen me and to restore me. And then Psalm 91 is the great warfare chapter. And after I did that, the attacks have faded. And then we weren't having hardly any conversations with people, which has happened before. But after a little bit of time around noon, it started around 10, I think, the dam finally broke and we started having engaging conversations. And I will share with you the very first woman who walked to our booth, she was with her husband. And when he looked up and saw what we were about, he bolted. He just took off. And she burst out laughing and said, do people really come to you and share their struggles with porn? Meaning, is this really a problem? And I've encountered this before. And I just called me and said, yeah. And some people share how they've lost their marriages because of this stuff. And then she got quiet, kind of mumbled something and walked away. And I remember a year ago, I went and talked to a media organization about what we do, asking about putting an ad in there. And the director of that organization just busted out laughing. And she was like, do people really have a problem with this stuff? And when I gave her the statistics showing upwards of 70% of men are viewing porn, she just had a hard time buying into it. And even if the numbers are half, that's still massive numbers. And still there's a lot of denial in the church about this stuff. Like, nah, there can't be that many people that are dealing with this. So, and then, so Wednesday, October 9th, 8th, we're on to, or the 9th, I'm sorry. And then in the afternoon, around 3 p.m., I started feeling the energy being drained out of me all over again. I felt so weak and tired. I was getting ready to go to the car just to lay down. And then there was a radio station there that was broadcasting or actually they were recording, and they were going to be doing those interviews the next morning. And the guy came up to me and said, "Hey, we'd like to interview you." And then I understand that what was happening was the enemy is coming after me again with that feeling of weakness. So I said, "Sure." So I went to his booth and I talked very openly about sexual issues and what we're about. And they were looking at me with their mouths open because they're not used to hearing sex talked about so openly. And it was very engaging, great conversation. And I'm just going to pause here for a second. So when we moved here in 2020, I emailed several radio stations here in Phoenix saying, "Hey, would you be willing to broadcast our show?" I mean, I'm talking about paying these people money. And the only one that responded was Salem, Phoenix, here where I'm broadcasting now. So I just want to make it clear to you, the radio stations that are willing to openly talk about this stuff, they are few. And I express my appreciation now to Ramon and Scott here and the whole team that allows us to do this. And they don't put any restrictions on me except don't get too crazy, which, well, sometimes I blow that. But we do have to talk about this openly. And I appreciate Salem Phoenix for all that you do for us and Connect Radio. And so what they did was they took that interview and they broadcast at 7:30 a.m. the next morning in the morning drive hour. I mean, that was big time right there. That's big time, prime time. So that was another blessing of God opening the doors with this issue. And after dealing with the spiritual warfare, the day actually went pretty good. And then Thursday came around and bam, second day of the show, I got hit hard with depression twice. And it felt like this heavy weight, this heavy cloud, you know, like a gray cloud following me around and trying to put me in a sinkhole to give up and to stay away. And so I prayed my way through the first one like I've described before and then praised my way out of the second, and then it lifted. And I've been told that it's quite a dark place in that city in Milton Keynes, so I'm guessing there's plenty of covens there. And in fact, when we were walking across the street to get to the show, right in front of us was a woman with who had witchcraft written up on her purse. So the occult is right in front of everyone's face, just like it is here in the U.S. And I keep mentioning this, people, we got to open this stuff up, because you know that a lot of people in the church are playing with this stuff that they shouldn't be, even though they think it's not harmful. It is. It's giving the enemy a doorway into your life. So then the next day, Friday, October 11th, a little after 5:30 a.m., I got hit with another intense attack. But this time, it's a little different, where there was a strong sense of a presence of evil in the room. And so I got up, started spending time praying scripture, prayed Psalm 91, prayed Psalm 35, where it says, "Contend, O Lord, with those who contend against me. Fight, O Lord, against those who fight against me. Take up shield and buckler and come to my aid." And I prayed into Psalm 80. That's another favorite. And then I started praying through Ephesians 1. And when I got to verse 7, where it says, "In him," Jesus, "we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses," the spiritual pressure intensified, which showed me I'm hitting a nerve here with the blood of Christ. So instead of backing off, I just repeated that verse multiple times. "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses." The blood of Christ is powerful. And remember it when you're going through spiritual warfare. Sometimes I'll pray something like, I pray the blood of Christ over my mind, my body, my will, my emotions. And I'll bring Jesus into the situation. And so after going this, it started dwindling a little bit, but it was still pretty intense. And I just put my focus up on God. And because ultimately, when we're going through a spiritual firefight, he knows the way through. And sometimes I can get so engaged with fighting, I don't always remember to look up and say, okay, God, how do I get the win here? And then just kept praying and looking to him for his strength and his power to give me the win, to shut the enemy down, and eventually it broke, finally. And sometimes I'll play songs by Fernando Ortega. He has some beautiful, wonderful music that feels like it touches heaven. And so I listened to that and started having some peace. And then later that morning, we went. Becca was with me during this trip and met a pastor at a church in Ilford. And I never know what I'm going to get when I meet with somebody in church leadership about this. Sometimes I can tell by the look in their eyes, like, yeah, okay, thanks for coming. And then I already know I'm never going to hear from him again. But this guy, I could tell right off the bat, we had a similar heart for God, a passion for helping his people. He was grateful I came, and it's a Pentecostal church and a big one. It was a big building. They had like four stories, and they had a coffee shop and a grocery store and, you know, to minister to people with. And then we talked some more, and he asked me to email him some dates for January for me to come back and maybe give their Sunday morning message or perhaps even do a conference in addition to that. And at the same time, I started emailing with a pastor from a church that we had met at the CRE, and he emailed and said, I want you to come back for a conference. So we locked in January 25th in the city's about an hour and a half northwest of London to do a conference. So we got fruit from that show and from those meetings. And then Sunday, I found out at the last minute that I had a guy who wanted counseling from somebody I knew at a church. So I said, fine. And I sat down with him, and he opened up his story, and he'd been going through some pretty intense stuff that included demonic manifestations in their home. And I'm changing a little bit so that it's not, as I try to do this anonymously, and I never want to mess with somebody's confidentiality. So basically what we kept seeing over and over there was that the occult is in there big time, and there's a lot of people who need help with the sexual stuff. But spiritual warfare again, and my friend, spiritual warfare over and over again, we got to be equipping people in this area. And then Monday, October 14th, was the day I'd been praying for 10 months. Because December of 2023, I was scheduled to go to England to record the video series, and God flat out said no. And I had actually booked tickets, and he just said, no, you're not going. I want you to spend the next 10 months praying and step back. Let me work. And so that's what we've been doing. And so we had found a church the very day we left that would allow us to shoot there. And that morning on Monday, October 14th, I woke up at 3 in the morning again with another warfare attack. That continued this time until we actually went to the church to film at 9 a.m. And it was pretty intense from 7 to 9 a.m. But recording was a great experience. It's a professional media company, so they know what they're doing. They've done work for John Mark Comer and some other names. So this is not a fly-by-night thing where it was just pop up your little Amazon bot machine. They had a full setup. So it'll be 6 videos. For now, I'm calling it the Road to Grace video series. And we're expecting to have the production done by December and then release it sometime in January. And then there's a company that's going to help us get the word out. This person knows a lot about how to work in the... She has a lot of contacts in the churches. There's more than 50,000 churches in the UK. with promotion, and she said this would be great for Scandinavia too. So God is opening the doors, and we need your prayer. I appreciate your prayer. This is an intense battle. The enemy wants to keep this message about freedom and healing from bondage to sexual sins silent. And I share these things with you to help you understand maybe a little bit on some ideas on overcoming in spiritual warfare. Each and every one of you who are believers in Jesus Christ, you have the living God with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. So I'm going to encourage you, pour your life out. Pour your life out for the things that count for eternity. So I'll continue this discussion next week, and I'll talk to you next time. Do you want to be free?
Blazing Grace is a nonprofit international ministry for the sexually broken and the spouse. Please visit us at blazinggrace.org for information on Mike Janung's books, groups, counseling, or to have Mike speak at your organization. You can email us at email@blazinggrace.org or call our office in Chandler, Arizona at 719-888-5144. Again, visit us at blazinggrace.org. Email us at email@blazinggrace.org or call the office at 719-888-5144.
This program was sponsored by Blazing Grace Ministries.
When pre-planning a celebration of life, just knowing where to start can be the hardest part. We're here to support you with the simplicity, professionalism, and peace of mind you deserve. We're Dignity Memorial. Find us at dignitymemorial.com.